Good morning. You're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kim Parr. This morning, my guest is Bill Kilbride and Jenny Cross with Mohawk Industries. Guys, how you doing?
Doing really well, Kemp.
Good morning, Kemp.
Just for people who may not know, Bill, you have two hats you wear at Mohawk. You're the president of Mohawk Home, which is Mohawk's rug business, but you're also the chief sustainability officer with Mohawk Industries. And Jenny, I believe you're director of global sustainability for Mohawk, right?
Yes, I am.
And you guys are in Atlanta, and this is a very timely call because today there were some awards announced down in Atlanta with the Green Business Works. They named the Southeastern Corporate Sustainability Companies, and you guys did very well, right? You want to tell me about it?
Yeah, we did really well. This is the second year for the Green Business Works Southeastern Corporate Sustainability Rankings. Last year they didn't do a numerical ranking, but this year they did. And we found that we were top five in the state of Georgia. We're also top in the flooring industry for the category, which is an exciting position to be in.
Okay. Last year, you were in the top 25, is that right?
Yeah, we did make a jump. We made a very significant jump, given the things that we've accomplished in the last year or so.
What do you think is different this year versus last year?
First of all, we published our first annual sustainability report in August of 2010, and that covered all of the corporate improvements, enhancements, plans, strategies that we put in place to make sure that Mohawk was on the leading edge of not only the industry, the flooring industry, but also among our neighbors, that we were setting a standard out there that we would hope would establish a basis for others. And there were a couple of things that we did in that, and I think some of them, you know, were kind of sweat moves, but others were tactical ones as well, things that we just fundamentally believed in. For example, our sustainability report, we decided right at the very beginning, that we were going to adopt the world-class standard of third-party verification. You know, we had a marketing tag at Mohawk here for a long time that says it's one thing to say you're green and it's another to be green. And you can say anything you want about sustainability, but if you're not having it verified by an independent, skilled third party, it really doesn't count. And so in the beginning, we decided that we would embrace the third-party verification. And we follow the GRI International Standards for Sustainability Reporting and said we can't do it all in any period of time, year to year, but we would start down this path. We would be as aggressive as we could. We would make sure that we were putting world-class processes in place with each step, whether it was one or whether it was 100 steps. And so I think that the first difference between last year's report from Mohawk's perspective and this year's results were the way that we went about it with a long-term view in mind, but to enhance our business practices beginning on day one in the short term, I think was immensely different from last year. You know, this decision in the corporate sustainability rankings, there are 3,000 companies in the state of Georgia, Florida, Alabama, Tennessee, South Carolina, and North Carolina. This is the Southeastern Corporate Sustainability Ranking. So 3,000 companies out there, 280 of which this morning actually received a ranking. So we feel like the story that we're telling, the way that we're telling it, and even the deliberate pace that we're going about it is the right one. We can change our strategy anywhere along the line, but we feel like our plan was a good one, and it's always great to be in a group like this morning who are recognized the way they are to come out as we did.
And this is not something that you can sign up for, right? I mean, they actually go out and identify the companies that they want to look at.
What they do is they scan the states that they're in, the whole Southeast. You must be a publicly traded company. You have to have a minimum market capitalization of $100 million as of June 30 of last year, 10. So if you're in that cut, you're in. And as I say, that is about 3,000. So we're among some pretty strong company.
Okay. One of the key areas where you made some changes this year was you had third-party certification. Who did you use to get your third-party certification?
We used a company out of the Netherlands. Their name is FIRA, F-I-R-A. Actually, two of the five wound up using FIRA. Coca-Cola uses them as well. Well-established company, been doing this for a number of years in the space. And, you know, it's not unlike doing a financial report at the end of the day. And the way Bill and I treat this is to treat it very much where we're not putting the company at risk, where we are putting statements out there that are verified, that we have all our ducks in a row, so to speak, and FIRA helps us do that. So many times you read a sustainability report, it reads like a marketing piece. That's not the intention of ours.
I think it's important to point out that this is all of Mohawk Industries. You're the largest flooring company in the world. Talk a little bit about the other players. You were one of the top five. Who were you up against?
Well, top five in the state of Georgia was Coca-Cola, UPS, obviously very big in logistics in the state, and the Home Depot, which as a client, that's nice to have them there with us.
As far as from Mohawk's perspective and your focus on sustainability, when you think about sustainability, you can think about recycling. There's multiple facets of it. Where has Mohawk put most of its focus in the sustainability area?
Well, Kemp, there are a number of areas, and this is like the story about the turtle standing on the top of the fence post. It's going to take 20,000 employees globally in order to move this forward or to get the turtle up to the top of the fence post. We started out with a couple of key goals. We said, number one, clearly in many parts of the world, but especially in the United States, we have to be in compliance. Whatever the government regulation or a local regulation or those regulations as regards people, we have to be in compliance. Our second goal was to reduce waste, and that included the efficient use of energy and other utilities, water, power, and everything in between. The third was to make sure that we had a portfolio of green products. And like many people, that started some time ago, but we are really focusing on that, whether they are using recycled content or whether they are then also perhaps recyclable at the end of their usable life. And then the fourth part was to begin work on social sustainability as regards the activities of our people and then the communities that we live in, and that one can take you into so many different directions. Sustainability for Mohawk is about the business of our business. We think it would be wonderful along the way to save the world, but what we've communicated here is a key strategy that says that to be sustainable is not defined as just being less bad than the next guy, but to be sustainable is good for business. We get that. That's part of our plan. Our employees get that. And so in a very difficult time, it doesn't mean that you take your foot off of this initiative. You keep going, and you might make the case that you go even faster to get some of these things done because it's important to the bottom line.
You won this morning. As part of winning this, other than the recognition, is there any kind of prize or what comes with this?
Well, we get a plaque to put on the wall. More than anything, it's a feather in the cap. We've made some really good strides. Georgia Trend will be spotlighting the five companies that are top in Georgia, which is nice. But, you know, to accomplish what we've done in, what, around 18 months or so, we're thrilled.
Well, I know Mohawk is definitely a company on the move. You are the largest player in the business at over $5 billion in sales. You're a global player. You pulled through this recession well, and your public filings are all looking very good. So, again, we've been talking to Bill Kilbride and Jenny Cross. Bill is the Chief Sustainability Officer with Mohawk, and Jenny is the Director of Global Sustainability. And we've been talking about their top five performance in the GreenWorks Business Award, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FullDaily.net.